I'm here at the Isle of Wight Festival with Ollie from Isle of Wight Pride.
Hi.
Now, you were here last year because I spoke to some guys last year.
Yes.
Why is it important for Pride to be at the Isle of Wight Festival?
It's such a big event for the island, and it really kind of gives us an opportunity to show how visible that we are. We're a month out now, our event's on the 20th
yes.
of July.
Yeah.
So it's just an opportunity to say the island's more than the Isle of Wight Festival. The Isle of Wight Festival was great. Come back for Pride as well. We're on the beach. And it's a great weekend event. We've got some really good
So give us
happening.
The dates. When's Pride happening?
20th of July and the 21st of July. We do have a launch party on the Friday night as well mm-hmm. for the 19th, but the main event's on the 20th.
And what if you've never been to Pride on the Isle of Wight, I have, but if you haven't, what can people expect if they come along?
Oh, just a really positive atmosphere. Everybody's always really happy. It's very vibrant, very mm-hmm. welcoming, very colourful. Ride does us proud every year. Everyone turns out for it. It's a fantastic event, really positive.
And lots of great music.
Yes.
Who have you got this year?
We have Kimberly Wyatt. She was in the 90s. Quivers is going to be there as well. We've got quite a variety of acts going. Oh yes, we've got the Boy George Experience.
Fantastic.
And then on Sunday we've got Symphonics, who are going to be doing Queen.
That will be amazing.
Yeah, fantastic.
Absolutely.
They're really good. They're worth it.
And from my experience last year, also lots of stands, lots of different organisations represented.
Yes, everyone comes along. We usually have, like the Green Party and the Labour Party, and lots of different people in the community like to come out. The Scouts usually have a tent. The WI usually have a tent. They come out and do their cakes, and that's great.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to see how supported we are within the community, and everyone turns out.
Yeah, and showing that actually Pride should be part of every organisation.
It should.
Yes, and if it isn't, that you can help them work that one out.
Yes,
I'm sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. And what have you guys been up to? What's the response been like here today?
Oh, we are really busy. We're selling a lot of umbrellas. The sun is out
big time,
so luckily they double up as parasols, so we're definitely selling a lot of brollies. We've got lots of new merch. We've got our new sort of badges and things that are in the shape of our new logo is in the shape of a rock. You can buy Isle of Wight Pride rock. We had it specially made.
Excellent. I love rock.
And it says Isle of Wight Pride through the middle of it, so
peppermint, spearmint,
it's fruity.
Fruity, lovely. Okay.
And we've got key rings and things like that. Just little stuff that all goes towards Pride and making sure Pride happens on the island.
And do you get young people coming to talk to you?
We do. We've got the resources. We've got leaflets. We've got links to like Out on an Island and that sort of thing, and the breakout youth organisations that run on the island. Lots of support, lots of information, we do. It's really joyful seeing people who are just discovering themselves and with their parents, and then being supportive as well, coming along, getting some new information, buying their flag. It's great. It's really positive.
So support in whatever shape it comes is here if you would like to come and talk to somebody on the Pride stall. Brilliant, thank you so much. I will probably see you at Pride as well.
Yes, you will.
Fantastic, thanks a lot.
Thanks.